Quick! It's 5:30 p.m. on the first Friday of the month. What are your plans for the night? Maybe you're going to have a casual dinner with friends, or catch up on a few errands, or settle in with a good book. But if you are within the Kalamazoo region, there's a strong chance you'll be lured out to make an appearance at Art Hop, the monthly showcase where local galleries and businesses welcome the community with a few snacks, great conversation, and of course, the chance to buy some art.
We actually regularly have people come from Grand Rapids, Hastings, Allegan, South Haven, Northern Indiana, Ann Arbor, every time there's an Art Hop, because it is a thing.
That's Beth McCann, the Deputy Director for Programs and External Communications of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Any organization can pay $50 per month to have their name featured in the monthly brochure, so long as there are works to see and people to discuss them with. But last month, Art Hop was dealt a surprising blow. Their 15-year partner, Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated, was forced to cut their financial support down from $50,000 to $10,000 for the year. McCann says you can see their support the most in the four supersized Art Hops the council hosts during the year, appropriately titled Art Hops and More. At the Super Art Hops, any business can have their name listed in the brochure, more artists can participate, and more live music and demonstrations are held.
We partner really closely with the downtown community. So Art Hop is a benefit to the downtown businesses. We hear it directly from them, and we want that to be. We want it to be something that integrates into the community and is just, it's part of the fabric, it's part of what we do.
Some, like Trombley Salon owner and longtime Art Hop partner Albert Trombley, see this issue as going above and beyond what Art Hop is really about, the art.
I don't see this being a huge change for Art Hop, because people are going to show up, and as long as there's art to look at and art to appreciate, it doesn't really cost much money to hang art on a wall.
Trombley may have a point, but Art Hop is definitely an opportunity to cast your social net. Just ask artist Mary Heinig, proprietor of the quirky gallery and co-op space known as Lots of Little Things.
Retro Furniture is our next door neighbor, and Kazu Swift, and we all have an Art Hop party going on, so we're a major stop. We're generally very busy for Art Hop.
It's filled with locally sourced jewelry, license plates forged into purses, and canvases filled with everything from lifelike images of the Beatles to oversized rings of Fruit Loops. The couches in the middle and the dollar per cup coffee bar encourage you to stay a while and make conversation. She says that Art Hop proves to be one of their best nights of the month, though not everyone who comes in the door walks out with their hands full. She's a little in the dark on what will happen, but plans to continue pledging her support.
One thing I've noticed on Art Hop, a lot of people don't come out prepared to buy art that night, but they come back later a week or so and buy the thing that they were looking at. I think it's beneficial for us to be an Art Hop because we're a full-time art gallery, and they know that piece will be here again the next time they come back, or on payday, or when they have their van that they can move the big painting in.
McCann says the Arts Council has been aggressively pursuing additional avenues of income and has gotten a lot of support from other area organizations in the cause. To add, our station WMUK is also a sponsor of the event. But publicly, McCann says the goal is for any changes to go unnoticed.
It will never go away. It's actually given us an opportunity to say, okay, we've had the four big ones, we've had the eight, quote, smaller ones. Now what we want to do is we want to bring them all up and say, okay, how can we make 12 great events? So the numbers may change. You may have different numbers of retailers and different art hops, but the general principle behind Art Hop will not change.
The next Art Hop will be held on March 7th. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.